Hey guys, welcome back to Feeling Woke with Paul, Ava, and Claire, aka
The Pack.
And today we're going to be talking about
memes.
Yes, today we're going to be talking about memes. So Claire, what are memes?
Memes are memes, you know, nothing else much to describe them. That's it. Thanks for watching. I'm just kidding. Memes are like, they're pictures and captions and just, they're amazing. Everything. And what they are is people think they're like a form of art, an art form, like, and they're shared on accounts on social media such as Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter, or like websites too, or YouTube
channels.
Yeah, like
all over the internet.
Mm-hmm. And I personally believe memes bring us all together in times of hurt and confusion.
Because it's something we can all laugh about.
It's something we can all laugh about, you know?
So what's the official meme definition, Paul?
The official meme definition is an element of culture or system of behavior that may be considered to be passed from one individual to another by
non-genetic
means, especially
imitation
and humorous images.
Videos,
piece of text, etc. That is copied often with slight variations and spread rapidly by internet users.
That was beautiful, Paul.
We're not all about those smart words, so.
Yeah, so basically.
We'll dumb it down for you.
Yeah, so basically, memes are just pictures, videos, things that, like images, basically, you know, visual representations that make people laugh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of comedy that people put out there for their own enjoyment and for the enjoyment of people that follow them or look at their pages and their memes.
I know, and it's
memes are amazing. Great.
Yeah, so me, Claire, and Paul all, you know, made a list of our favorite memes. You know, some good ones that have, you know, been in history.
Our favorite meme types, you know, just the dank ones,
The dank ones, yeah. So these are some examples to, like, you know, because they'll probably jog your memory.
If you don't know what these are,
then you're a loser.
Just kidding. Please. Keep watching. Love
you. Yeah, please do. We need listeners.
Yeah, that couldn't be
hashtag
more
self
true.
Promo.
Hashtag no shame.
Hashtag no shame. Hashtag
well,
self
anyways,
promo.
What's y'all's favorite meme?
So my personally, I like boneless memes.
I love the, the election memes and the vegan memes. Those are the best.
Vegan memes.
Vegan memes. Vegan make memes. Me laugh.
They make me laugh.
What are your favorite memes, Claire?
I like every meme, except for the ones that I don't like.
I love dank memes.
Some of my favorites are like Roblox memes, and the Snapchat hot dog was a good one,
it was
here for a short time. A less popular one is like the Meryl Streep singing meme, but you know, I still loved it.
And you might not know what all of these are, but they make us laugh, and we might explain some to you if we feel like it, but if we don't, then
deal with
it.
Like bone apple teeth.
Oh, bone apple teeth. You know how you say bone appetit? Bone apple teeth. Doge memes, Pepe memes,
Lazy Town memes, Bandicoot memes,
Kermit memes,
Miranda Cosgrove memes,
Starter Pack memes, B movie memes, Minecraft memes, SpongeBob memes, and Kermit the Frog memes.
Those are my favorite.
Did we say Minecraft memes?
Yeah.
What about Cash Me Outside? How about that?
Cash Me Outside. How about that?
Oh no. Okay, this is not. This is not amazing.
The brain power memes. Those are pretty nice.
Those are pretty. They really opened my eyes on different subjects.
They're dankalicious.
Anyways, okay. So we know we titled this video "How to Make Your Meme Page Famous," and you know we're not clickbaiters. You know we say what
sometimes.
We mean. So sometimes, yeah.
Until we need them, but we need the views.
So we need views. So we call this. Anyways, so. How to make your meme page famous. If you really are into memes and they make you laugh and you just want to start putting your own out there and really like sharing the ones that you feel are the best memes of all, then you will often make a meme page, which is usually on Instagram, but it can occasionally be on Twitter.
Or Facebook.
Sometimes Snapchat.
Facebook.
Yeah.
All Facebook. Right. If you have a meme page on Facebook, props to you. Like that's
don't forget
that's
MySpace, hashtag emo, hashtag Roxy.
Me too. I have a MySpace. Anyways, so.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding.
Okay, anyway, so how to make your meme page famous. If you like all those memes and want to make more memes like those memes that we just mentioned of those memes.
That was beautiful.
You can make yourself a meme page, and it won't be good unless it's famous. Otherwise, get off Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, everything. Leave.
So, to do that, to make it famous so you don't have to leave Instagram, delete Snapchat, and leave, you can, first of all, you want to, like, have a target audience when you make your account.
And you have to come up with original content. You cannot steal memes.
I mean, you can.
I mean,
if you
can.
Steal memes, you were a complete loser.
You'd be shamed.
You'd be shamed if people found out. But if you hide it well enough, then honestly, go ahead.
But if you give credit, that's
hashtag no shame.
That's acceptable.
If you give credit, if you really think like the meme is, you know, funny, And I say give credit.
It's, you know? Yeah. Dank.
It's like a repost.
You can also, to get your meme spread around, have people find your page. If they want to, let's say someone's feeling down, they're like, I want to look up dank memes. So they could go to the hashtag feature on some social medias and look up the hashtag dank memes. And if you put a hashtag on your meme, like hashtag dank memes, and people find that, they can find your memes easily. They'll learn to love your account.
And they'll like it. And they'll comment, like, haha, very funny, LOL.
Unless they don't like you.
And then they'll start a debate in the comment section.
Yeah, they'll be like, this is offensive. But that's a topic for, you know, later on. Anyway, so... Paul, if you had a meme account, would you make it like private or public?
Well,
like on Instagram.
It depends on what kind of memes I'd be posting.
Yeah.
Like if I'm posting some memes. Memes that like everybody like that are going around and that are popular, I'd probably make it public. But if I was posting more of like inside joke memes and like edgier memes, then yes, I'd definitely make it private.
Yeah, I kind of like edgy meme accounts because they're kind of, you know, unique.
They're triggering.
Some people they can be triggering, but to me they're unique and special.
I'd make mine public because I want my memes to get around. I want people to see what I have on my account, to know what I'm sharing, and give them it right there. I don't want to clickbait them in my title or anything. My name of my account, you know. Just give into it straightforward. Straightforward.
Like, come look at my memes. You don't have to request.
Look at them.
Look at them.
All right,
look,
let's talk about memes in education.
Well, memes aren't just memes, you know? They're more than memes. They're memes. If that doesn't make sense to you, it's more than memes. So memes in education, they aren't just silly little things that go around the internet. They mean a lot to a lot of people. And they can be more than just pictures and videos and captions. They can be put into education. And people consider memes metaphors in life and can relate to many things and reach teens' minds on a broader variety and should be used more in teaching because it helps teachers connect with millennials. I think that's how you say it.
Yeah.
Don't drag me.
Younger
children. Like, yeah, helps them connect them and get the learning, whatever it's called, topic to them across. They get it across to them because they're actually interested on what they're learning.
Yeah, like I've seen teachers at my school use memes, especially in social studies, like to jog, like make you memorize content more. Or not content, you know.
Studies.
And I personally think memes should be a subject in school. I think it really could help people a lot. I think it could help them socially. I think it could help them boost their confidence, boost their comedy level if they want to be more
funnier?
Comedic.
Because honestly, you know? I need some help with that.
And I think it could help people learn about the world too. Because if there's, like we were saying, election memes, they can learn about politics and election through that, and they can make it in a way that's not as serious and more of a chill way. So I think they should be a subject in school that should be taught, maybe as an elective or a core class. You never know.
No, I think an elective is more reasonable. A core class,
is definitely where
I think it's core. It's core to the heart.
So Claire, actually, let's keep this question to Ava. Ava, can you make a living off of memes?
Yes, you can. So honestly, like, if we all know that really famous Instagrammers or people on
Instagram models
or just like really popular people, they can make money off of their posts if they gather enough following. So
they can do ads,
they can do promos. So honestly, if your memes are good enough and you get a large following, especially on Instagram, you can put ads out there, which are kind of annoying, but you know, do what you need to do. If you really love memes and you really want to make it your lifestyle and your living, then you know,
go
throw some ads out there, get your money.
Throw some ads out there.
Disregard females, also, again, currency.
In any meme pages that are looking to advertise or podcast, we'll be down.
Yeah.
Hit us up at DMS
also,
Podcast.
Memes can lead to like a different level of comedy. You can learn to be a comedian through it, you know? It can lead to a lot more in your future life just by starting with a little simple picture like that. Except it's not simple. It requires a lot, so you have to be a lot. You have to be extra.
All right.
Well, we remember how
they're considered.
Didn't
like
we say that memes are an art form when we began the episode?
They
are.
How
are memes an art form?
People think that's like ridiculous.
Every which way, there are pictures and memes which make it an art form.
Yes. See, art is like visual. I mean, it can be like, you know, literature.
Art is always visual. It can be music. art can be.
It can
anything.
Be literature.
Art can be anything that you want it to be. So therefore, memes are art, and art is memes.
Yes. So memes, since they're text and pictures, they can be an art form, especially, and they impact society, and people enjoy them. So that's all we have on memes today, guys.
So yeah.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and wrap this up.
Yeah, so that's all we have on memes.
Thanks for watching, guys.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next time to next week's episode
of memes.
Say woke.